The Bible says how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, and I have met a new brother in Christ through this crazy year that we have had, and I am pleased to introduce Russ Podfucker to you. I'm going to pray for him real quick, and then I'm going to give the floor to him for the message that the Lord has laid on his heart. And again, Russ, thank you and your family for coming out here tonight. We're so excited for this. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness, Lord. Now I ask you that you would give Russ the composer, the thoughts, everything that you have laid on his heart, Lord, that he would communicate that now to our hearts, and that your Holy Spirit would take these words and help us to not hear the words of just a man, albeit a man of God, a man that you have chosen, a man that you have done an amazing work through. But still, Lord, ultimately, we know that at the end of the day, this is all about you. And we do ask you, God, that during this time we will hear your word, that your word will find us where we're at. He won't leave us there, but Lord, he will take us, he will change us into your honor and to your glory, and more into the image of your son through the words that we're going to hear now. God, I thank you so much again for Russ. Thank you for our friendship and fellowship. Thank you for the ministry that you have given to him, the call that you have on his life. And Lord, I thank you so much for his support system that he has around him. Lord, we see your hand in all of these things, and we give you the honor and the praise. And now, Lord, open up our hearts. Help us to hear you through this time. We thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you for the worship. Thank you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Russ, it is all on you now.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. My name is Russ Klotfelder. I consider it a great honor to be able to share my testimony and message with you tonight. Thank you for having me. During this pandemic, our lives have changed in some way or other, in more times than not, in a negative way. I can say, personally, I have received at least one positive blessing during this period. In the early spring, my home church canceled all services, and everything went online. Of course, this was not my blessing, but it did not take long, however, before my family and I knew something irreplaceable was missing. We wanted to meet on Sunday mornings, to fellowship with others, any way we could. We heard that Walbert Baptist Church was holding a drive-in service. We decided to try it. We were blown away by the hospitality and positive energy that surrounded that service. However, my biggest blessing during the pandemic was the opportunity to meet Pastor Brandon, even if it was just him peeking through the window of our car. It was a meeting that would develop into a friendship and brotherhood. After several Facebook Messenger conversations with Brandon, he invited me to speak at the Daily Dose. God was in control because I have been able to help out, giving Daily Dose devotional messages several times in the last few months. I guess composing and giving those messages was probably more of a blessing to me than anything else, not just during the virus scare, but during my entire life. Brandon's friendship, dedication, commitment, and love for this church remind me of a passage in the Gospel of Mark, where friends, special friends, helped a paralyzed brother. When he needed much help, he needed to see Jesus in an urgent way. Reading from Mark chapter 2 verses 4 and 5, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." If you know Pastor Brandon, I bet you could picture him participating in this half-baked plan, up on that roof, digging a hole, taking up a corner of that mat, and lowering his friend so that he could come into the presence of Jesus. Do you have have a rooftop friend? Or are you a rooftop friend to someone? How far are we willing to go to help someone into the presence of Christ? Rooftop relationships are very special and should be highly valued. Again, my name is Russ and I am a lifelong member, right down the road, at Shady Grove United Methodist Church. I would like to ask you a question. You don't need to answer out loud, but what was your first impression of me, the first time you saw me? Did you feel sorry for me? Did you pity me? Were you amazed at all the hardware surrounding me? Did you ask yourself why would God do this to someone? I hope not. I am a richly blessed child of God. I really believe God made me this way so that I might be a better witness for Him. If I were a typical young man, I probably would not be here giving my testimony this evening. God has performed some mighty works in and through me, and I feel so very honored to have this small ministry for Christ. I am so very blessed, with great parents, a great church family, doctors, a great support family, great technicians, but greatest of all, I have a great relationship with Jesus Christ, who blesses me daily. I would like to tell you a little about myself. I have a condition called cerebral palsy. This condition is caused before, during, or after the time of birth when the brain is deprived of oxygen. I have had this disability from birth. I have never been able to walk on my own, and so I have this power wheelchair. Likewise, I have never been able to talk, so I have this computer which allows me to speak. The head array is the device around the top of my head. It consists of 5 switches which I use more or less like you would use a mouse on a computer. The head array allows me to drive, reposition my chair, and use my computer. For speaking, I use a software program called Easy Keys, which allows me to select letters and words. I have word prediction to help me type faster, much like you have on your smartphones for sending text messages. I don't know where I would be without all the technology I have been blessed with.
For those of you who don't know, this is Rusty. Rusty's dad.
Mm-hmm. I think the last thing he said was, did you feel sorry for me? Did you pity me? Were you amazed at all the hardware surrounding me? Did you ask yourself, why would God do this to someone? I hope not. I am a richly blessed child of God. I really believe God made me this way so that I might be a better witness for Him. If I were a typical young man, I probably would not be here giving my testimony this evening. God has performed some mighty miracles, some mighty works in and through me, and I feel so very honored to have this small ministry for Christ. I am so very richly blessed with great parents, a great church family, doctors, great support family, great technicians, but greatest of all, I have a great relationship with Jesus Christ, who blesses me daily. I would like to tell you a little about myself. I have a condition called cerebral palsy. This condition is caused before, during, or after the time of birth when the brain is deprived of oxygen. I have had this disability from birth. I have never been able to walk on my own. So I have this. I have never been able to talk, so I have this computer which allows me to speak. The head array is the device around the top of my head. It consists of 5 switches which I use more or less like you would use a mouse on a computer. The head array allows me to drive, reposition my chair, and use my computer. For speaking, I have a software program called Easy Keys, which allows me to select letters and words. I have Word Prediction to help me type faster, with much like you have on your smartphone for sending text messages. I do not know where I would be without all the technology I have been blessed with. I have many physical limitations, but God still calls me to be His hands and feet. God made it possible for me to several mission trips in places as far away as Maryland, Nashville, and Atlanta, as well as other local missions. He made it possible for me to share my testimony to thousands of people at huge conferences like Tsunami Ministries and FX 2015 in Black Mountain, North Carolina, and Revolution 2016 in Columbia, South Carolina. My latest blessing, in which I am really excited, is being able to have my own website, RussClockFelterMinistries.com, which I give my sermons, and anyone, anywhere, can listen to my podcast or watch videos of my messages. If you have a chance, check me out on my website. I have to be honest, living with cerebral palsy has not been an easy road. But on the other hand, I've had some amazing, miraculous, and fulfilling experiences. My message tonight comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. The author of Hebrews is thought to be Apostle Paul, but no one knows for sure. However, we do know that the entire Bible is written by the Spirit of God. Starting at verse 19, brothers and sisters, we have the confidence that we can enter the Holy of Holies by means of Jesus' blood, through a new living way that He opened up for us through the curtain, which is His body. And we have a great high priest over God's house. Therefore, let's draw near with a genuine heart, with the certainty that our faith gives us. Since our hearts are sprinkled clean from evil conscience, and our bodies are washed with pure water, let's hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, because the one who made the promise is reliable. And let us consider each other carefully for the purpose of sparking love and good deeds. Don't stop meeting together with other believers, which some people have gotten used to, into the habit of doing. Instead, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near. Praise be the reading and the hearing of God's precious word. You got it?
No. No.
Did you catch up?
Praise be the reading and hearing of God's precious word. These are powerful verses we should take hope in. They should build our faith too. When the author speaks of the curtain splitting in the Holy of Holies, this is the transition of living by the laws laid out by God through Moses, with which we cannot achieve, to living through faith in Jesus Christ and the grace He provides. Grace is the forgiveness of sin, for which we are all guilty, forgiveness which not one of us earned but is freely given. In verse 25, the author emphasizes how important that meeting as a church body is, that we should encourage and hold our brothers and sisters accountable. As you see the effects of the pandemic, we should be aware, some people are getting used to sitting at home, when they should be sharing in fellowship with their church family. We should not hide behind a curtain of fear, but have faith in God for protection from anything. In fact, the world church needs revival. We, you and I, are the hands and feet of Christ. It's up to us to sow seeds in every heart of the people we meet, and in everything we do. In some of the final instructions Jesus gave us, standing before His disciples with nail holes in His hands and feet and a hole in His side, He speaks of revival and restoration throughout the world. Matthew 28, starting at verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Praise be the reading and hearing of God's precious word. The Great Commission, the words of a crucified Jesus, have to be the most powerful and important words ever spoken. Christ is instructing us to go out throughout the world with the good news, not just missionaries, evangelists, and Pastor Brandon. He was talking to you and me. Let that sink in. We definitely need revival in this community and in this world. And in Matthew 28, Jesus tells us that, in no uncertain terms. Let us end in prayer. Dear Lord, forgive us when we fail to be the witness you want us to be. We ask that you would lead, guide, and protect us this week. We ask that you would give us the courage to reach out to others, to speak of the many blessings you give freely. Let the church experience a true revival inside the church and throughout the world. We ask that you would give us the heart to be a rooftop friend to those around us. We ask an end to the COVID virus, that you would heal those affected by this terrible plague. Give us safety, good health, happiness, and joy which only comes from you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share with you this evening. God bless each of you here this evening. This week, reach out to others in love, and you will find yourself instantly transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.
Thank you so much, my friend. Powerful words. I want to close in just a few moments with some prayer, but I want you to just take a moment and think about all that you experienced here tonight. For me personally, since you said something, you said something funny about me, but you said something nice about me too, so I'm supposed to say nice. For me personally, Rusty, seeing you guys work together and knowing the team work that goes in at your house for this ministry, it's not a one-man job. We know that. It's Moses and Aaron and Joshua and everybody coming together and doing all that they do. And so you guys, your whole family is a superhero to all of us. Because there are no excuses when it comes to serving Christ. And if anybody has any excuses, if God tells you to do something, you say, well, blah, 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 just remember this night right here and ask yourself what your excuse really is. That's what I've been thinking. Is what could we possibly say to God to say, well, I don't have time for that right now. So whatever it is that the Lord tells you to do, do it, okay? Because this man right here has blessed me. He's blessed tons of people through his ministry and his family coming on board and helping and supporting that. This is what life is all about right here. It's about serving God and about finding your place in the body to be used by Him. And we are all better off for, I know I am myself, but we're all better off for having this experience tonight. So thank you guys so very much from the bottom of our hearts, definitely. And just wherever the Lord spoke to you tonight through this time, you know, may have been something in the message, may have been something in the words, may have been something else that you weren't prepared for when you came here. Let's just close and have a few moments of silence before the Lord. You just speak to Him. You know, what are you thinking? Just while you're thinking through these things, while you're researching in your own soul, maybe whatever's going on, whatever the Lord's spoken to you about tonight. Have a few moments just to sit there and think it through. Talk to Him. Tell Him what you're thinking. He already knows. You can't hide it from Him. He sees right into your heart. The Bible says He sees all the way down to the thoughts and intents of our heart. And I think about in a time like this, in a day and an age we live in, that I can't see a group of people gathered together, and I can't know that there's people online watching where I couldn't invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ. This is what giving your life to Christ looks like. It's not part-time. I get to go to heaven when I die. It's a life of surrender. It's a life that says no to yourself and yes to the Lord. And then you find your fulfillment and your satisfaction and everything in that, because you and I were made for God. We were made by God, made for God. We were not made to live this life by ourselves or for ourselves. And we will constantly find ourselves like a gerbil on a treadmill, trying to catch this little thing out in front of us that's never going to satisfy. It's always going to lie to us. It's always going to tell us that it's going to be better, but it never is until we surrender ourselves to the creator of our souls, the creator of our bodies, the creator of everything we are. The Bible calls that salvation. It's being rescued from ourselves. And the Bible says it's really simple. We just turn from ourselves, and we, by faith, we trust Jesus. Jesus, God in human flesh, God with us, Emmanuel, who came down here to live the life that we can't live and die the death that we deserve to die for our sins, because he loves us, because there's nothing whatsoever that would stand in his way to get to your heart. And a God who would do that deserves everything we can give him back, because it's all about his love for us. The Bible says anybody who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Nobody's ever too far gone. Nobody's ever too messed up, too broken. He loves to take broken things and repair them, redeem them. That's the kind of God he is. And maybe it's just a part of your life that you've been holding back from him. You say, Lord, this is the time. I'm going to give it to you. Our Father, as we close this time together, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the fact that your spirit moves through your people and through your book, and it speaks to each one of our hearts. And Lord, you've said something different to every single one of us in here. You've said something different to every person watching online. You've said something different to every person who will catch this video later on. Lord, you are sovereign in these things. You're the one who controls where your word goes and how it gets and what it does. And God, we have seen a living illustration of a man of God, a family of God, that has come together to spread your word. And Lord, may you give them fruit for this time. May you sow the seeds through their words, Lord, that will bring about fruit, that will give you the honor and the glory that you so richly deserve. And God, if there's anybody who's been watching during this time, or somebody who's visited or anything like that that's heard these words, they need to give their heart to you, Lord. Would you just show them what you can do, how powerful you are. Tear down those walls, those barriers that we so easily put up, which are really just weak things that we hide behind. Lord, whether it be the sins that we embrace and that we love and we just covet so much, or maybe it's just our fear of losing control, when really in reality, God, we are not in control of anything. We can't even control whether we're going to have our next breath or not. That is a gift from your hand. Lord, whatever it is that you've spoken to your people about tonight, would you use your word? Would you use your spirit? And by that power, will you bring people to yourself and bring us all into a place where we can walk with you closer, we can serve you better, Lord, and we can give over more and more of our lives to you in the service of your kingdom. Because ultimately, Lord, you and your people last forever. Your kingdom is unshakable. Your kingdom is the rock-solid foundation that we need to stand on. And so in all these things, Lord, during this time, may we seek your kingdom first and your righteousness, and then let you take care of the rest of our lives. God, we do give you the praise for this time. We give you the praise for what you have done in Russ's life, his heart, his ministry, through him, Lord, through his father, through his family, through everybody, through his support system that comes along. And we know these are always team efforts, Lord, and we thank you for them. We ask you to bless them in a very, very amazing way for this time. Would you grant them the desires of their heart as they seek you in all of these things? Lord, would you fulfill the needs of your people who are gathered here tonight, those who are watching online, wherever they find themselves needing? Lord, would you reach down and would you take that and say, that belongs to you now. And Lord, in all these things, we just want you to be honored, glorified, magnified. We want you to be the name above all names. We want you to get all the glory that you so richly deserve through us, in us, for us, and by us. God, we ask you to do these things. And we thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had. We're all better for it. We ask you to help us to walk with you now as we walk out of these doors tonight. We ask this in Jesus Christ, holy, precious, and wonderful name, the name above all names, and all God's people said.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God be sure to pray for us and Mr. Rusty and any other family that's here too. God bless y'all. And remember, next Wednesday, no service. Next Thursday, Christmas Eve service, 5:00. All right, we'll see y'all then.